We're Mecca Normal, and we're here at the studio. And this song is called Attraction is Ephemeral, and it's part of my online dating storybook, in which this was part of a long, drawn-out phone message where the guy could hear him smoking, and he was saying, "Attraction is ephemeral, Gene," which pretty much I had to go get the dictionary to figure out where things were at. But before all that, there was this. "I'm intrigued by you," he says. "You're beautiful, beautiful." "Thank you," I say, wondering if this is just another line, just another game. Wondering how much recent deception informs our reaction. We connected right from the start. You can't make this happen. You can't make this happen. Someone wouldn't be able to make this happen. It gets chilly. We step inside. I make more tea. Plain tea. Cheap tea. He says, "I love a woman who adorns herself with jewelry. I love variation in a wardrobe. I love good shoes on a woman and beautiful lingerie." He suggests I visit a website of Austrian-designed underwear. It's expensive, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful, he says. I stand there by the stove in my slutty outfit, the total of which probably cost me $15, including my $1 panties and Value Village bra. "What do you wear when you're working here alone in the day?" he asks. "Old Levi's cords, a t-shirt, paint-splattered hush puppies with holes in the soles. I guess I could have said, Prada, darling." Adornment, he's the architect of many things. A hospital, a hotel, a prison in Texas. He's gonna bring his grand piano out of storage. In bed, he tries to put the condom on. He curses. I try to see what he's doing, but I'm pinned beneath him. I hear him stretching the condom like he's making a balloon animal. He gives up, and I lie there under him, 230 pounds. He says, "Am I crushing you?" "Sort of," I say, and he gets off of me. In his deep and sexy voice, he says, "I wanna please you." "You do please me," I say, "as one does. I mean, really please you." "Okay," I say, and then we both laugh, me till I cry. "Don't warn me, don't warn me. Don't warn me about yourself," he says. "Okay," I say, wondering, does that include not telling him that I'm too cheap to take the bus? And I carry my groceries home in my pack sack, which is fine with me. And I don't buy crackers and cheese and cookies and pickles because they're too expensive. And I know the prices on almost everything in the little shops. And if oranges are 59 cents a pound here, And the same ones are 49 cents a pound across the street. I will cross the street to save whatever it is a pound on my two oranges and brag about it. We have time, he says, and you're beautiful and you're intriguing. He's gonna bring his grand piano out of storage. Thank you, I say, wondering if this is just another really long line, another really long and complicated line. He's the architect of another really long line, another really long line. That was Attraction is Ephemeral. It is off Mechanormal's most recent CD called The Observer, which has a lot of online dating stories. It's a CD that came out on Kill Rock Stars in 2006, I think it was, a while back. And this is a much more recent song. It's called Malachi, and it came out on K as one of the IPU, International Pop Underground, singles within the last 6 months or so. And I referred to this song in the interview as it is about an activist who... as a war protester, had attended and participated in many different actions in opposition to the war in Iraq, and he decided to take this drastic action in Chicago. We had actually met him. He's part of the new free jazz scene. He was documenting it with photographs and recordings, and he, very sensible man, passionate person. And he took this action where he lit himself on fire outside of Chicago on the freeway in morning rush hour, I think it was, and he had videotaped himself intending for this to make an impression on people that this act of, what is the word, Dave?
Self-immolation.
And it's interesting that it's come up again recently since we wrote the song.